Muhammad is 13 years old. 2 years ago, he played with a shiny metal object he found outside his home in Benghazi, Libya. He didn't know it was a cluster munition until it exploded. Cluster munitions release smaller explosives across a wide area. The bomblets can linger, causing death or injury long after a conflict ends.
Children are really, really often affected.
Anthony Dateen is a rehabilitation advisor with Handicap International, an independent organization aiding the disabled in more than 60 countries. His group helped rally support several years ago for an international treaty banning cluster-type weapons and requiring care for their victims. But many of the world's major military powers, including the United States, Russia, and China, refuse to recognize the treaty. And Dateen says victim care is often challenging.
You're in areas that are really quite rural and miles from the nearest medical facility. So there's the challenge of the immediate life-saving interventions.
Chris Harmer with the Institute for the Study of War says the real danger to civilians is that these weapons target indiscriminately.
Originally they were designed to be used one big army against another big army. Now that they're being used in close proximity to civilians is when you see the real humanitarian crisis.
Dateen of Handicap International says the failure of many bomblets to detonate initially can turn a civilian area into a minefield.
A victim is not just the person that's directly affected by a mine, it's everybody in that community. They're affected from being able to live their normal lives because areas of land are contaminated and don't allow agricultural work to go on, don't allow access to the nearest health clinic, don't allow access to school.
Today, young Muhammad from Libya attends physical therapy for his hand. He's slowly getting better, but recovery, like cluster munition cleanup, is a long process. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Washington.